You're listening to the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
All right, here it is. Welcome in. It is episode 14 of the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. I'm Walker from Georgia's own Walker and Charlie. Joined, as always, by TV expert, fan, enthusiast, and well-known romantic, Rick Hammond, also known as the Moose. How was your Valentine's Day?
Well known by who? Don't tell my wife.
I thought I heard that from her. I thought she mentioned that you were
like her.
A world-renowned Don Juan. Must have been somebody else. All right, well, let's dive right into what I've been very excited to talk about for a few weeks now, a new episode of The Walking Dead. I took the day off on Monday just so I could stay up late Sunday night and watch. And then not a whole lot happened. I do feel like we've been saying this for a while, all the groups coming together, and we didn't know if that would take a minute, but they made some progress just in the first episode. Rick and the guys had really not a lot of luck at the hilltop with the very strange leader up there. I can't even remember his name right now, but he's the one that called him Ricky, called her Margaret. But they did have some success with some of the people that lived at the hilltop in getting some recruits for their army that they're working on building. Then the problem they ran into is that King Ezekiel was like, nah, not interested. How many episodes is it going to take Ezekiel to get on board with this plan?
It did seem like a lot happened, actually. They managed to get to three different groups in one episode. I thought that was going to take weeks.
I kind of did, too, honestly. And as far as no action is concerned, I did like the bit where Rick and Michonne were in the cars and they had the cable tied between them and they took out like 4,000 walkers at once.
So what did he call that on The Talking Dead? Zip lining zombies or something? I can't remember what he called it.
And how is it that people in the zombie apocalypse are just all of a sudden bomb experts? I mean, Negan had set up like this intricate line of explosives and they're like, oh, we got this.
Super elaborate, yeah. She was in the military, right?
Yeah, now that's true. She did have that in common with Abraham. Sure, yeah, I'll believe it. I'll buy it. I did think that the meeting with Ezekiel was going really well when Rick made his plea for them to join the people at Alexandria and fighting Negan and fighting the Saviors. And then Morgan had to open his mouth and shut the whole thing down. My question to you is, what the hell is wrong with Morgan?
Because he's trying to get on my nerves. Like, I liked the whole passive and a very non-passive world for a while. But yeah, I mean, at this point, they purposely left that character out of what happened at the season finale, the season premiere with Glenn and Abraham, and that would have probably killed it if he had been there for that.
Although they did mention to Morgan during the episode that several people had died since they last caught up with him, and I think they did mention that Glenn and Abraham were gone. So
they did, and you saw him think about it and realize there is, you know, a lot going on. You think he's going to almost come around, but then he's like, well, I don't know, guys. We can talk to him.
Yeah, that was his big plan, was he wanted to capture Negan. Then everybody else would just give up, I guess.
Right.
And you got an opportunity to get all of these people at the kingdom that are all well-trained fighters. Get them on board. You've got Ezekiel, who seems like a pretty smart guy, and then you've got a big old tiger.
Tiger. I could take out at least 5 or 8 of them.
Sure. I mean, that combined with Rick and Daryl and Carl, you know, look, we could be onto something here.
You send the tiger in as a diversion, and then crossbow to the back of the head. Game over.
Also, we did find out that Morgan lied to the group when he said that Carol had disappeared, and we know that Carol has not disappeared. Is she going to be back in the fold any episode now, do we think?
I can't see why not. As soon as she finds out what happened, I think she'll be leading the charge. I don't know when they'll bring her in or if Morgan will mention it to her, but
Hopefully this week we'll get a little more from the Saviors. I kind of missed them. It's funny, you hate them when they're on the episode, but as soon as they're gone, you miss Negan and the boys. Also, this week we got a new episode of This Is Us, and you texted me and said that you thought the episode was kind of rough. Now, by that, did you mean good or didn't like it? What's your...
I don't like it. Just rough subject, just sad. It was depressing. It was a little bit of a downer. Nobody seemed to have anything good going on.
Well, I think Kevin did. I mean, he had his play. He had his big premiere, and the New York Times was coming to see it and all that, and then... he just left. Just
yeah.
Nah, never mind.
Heavy. I guess heavy would be the right word.
Yeah, I definitely get that, especially with what's going on with Randall and William. Randall is obviously battling some potential nervous breakdown here. Is that what you gathered from the episode?
Yeah, and when we were talking about that last week, about what was happening to him, and I thought maybe some sort of nervous breakdown, or I think I said panic attack, I had forgotten. They showed scenes from an earlier episode, and it was her talking about when this had happened to him once before, and I had completely forgotten about that. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, some sort of nervous breakdown, panic attack.
And I get it from Randall's perspective. I mean, I feel like him and I are at like the same point in life where like everything's happening all at once. and yeah, it's kind of pushing him over the edge. Now he does have the added issue of his father dying right in front of him. What was kind of bugging me after watching that episode was Jack. They showed a flashback where Jack and Rebecca were at the bar, and Sam Murlock from True Blood was there. And for some reason, he revealed to Jack that he had dated Rebecca when they were teenagers. So then Jack gets all upset, and next thing you know, he goes to the bar, and he's sitting there with a glass of Maker's Neat. And he takes a drink, and you see the wires kind of working in his brain, and I'm like, did we know at some point that Jack was an alcoholic? Was that ever told to us?
To me, they made it seem more like he was drinking and avoiding. You know, the kids were getting to a certain age. I think they were around 7 or 8, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was just having trouble, and she was doing everything, and he was kind of hiding. I don't remember them really making it seem like he was a full-blown alcoholic, but I do remember the end result of that episode was he was going to quit.
Yeah, I was trying to think back and pick up on some of the clues, and I remember him talking to Miguel in this episode, and Miguel saying, we can go out, but you don't have to drink, and then they showed him at the bar with a glass of water. It never clicked with me that he ever had a drinking problem, and now that we know he does, and he's back on the booze, is this something that's finally going to give us some idea of what happened to Jack?
I hate it if that's where they're going to go, but I almost, I had like a thought like he's going to die in a car accident this night, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, because that's the great mystery of the show, is how did Jack die? We know he's dead,
right,
but we don't know how he died. Maybe he does get in a car accident, drinking and driving accident, or maybe even worse, he becomes a full-blown alcoholic and then something happens. But
Sam Murlock turns into a dog. And I don't know. Sorry, I was trying to go on your train of thought there. But
I'm sure that he has a name in this show, too. I just don't know what it is. So
I don't want to know it now. I'm calling Sam from True Blood.
It seems like we're right on the verge of finding out what happened to Jack, because there was that scene where Toby and Kate were talking at dinner, and Toby says, I need to know. You have to tell me what happened to your dad. And she almost started to say it. And I'm like, come on, say it. And then she didn't. So.
And it's obviously by that. I know she's had a lot of trauma with it, but clearly it wasn't just a random.
Right.
Well, I guess any time a teenager loses a parent, it's going to be a serious event no matter what. But it had to be some tragedy. I guess at his age, it's obviously a tragedy.
Did you get an opportunity to watch Saturday Night Live last weekend?
I did.
One of their highest rated episodes in a long time, and with good reason. Alec Baldwin was the host. And they brought Melissa McCarthy back to do the Sean Spicer thing again. What did you think of it the second time around?
Well, it was funny because my wife was going, is this going to be funny again already? Like, are they going to do this every week? Is this just, I mean, it was funny because it was kind of a one shot, and then we sat there and laughed like fools for 10 minutes.
It was a lot of the same jokes, but I did like it when she brought out the leaf blower this time. That was the old spicy. This is the new spicy. And I think my favorite skit from the whole show was when Alec Baldwin, as Donald Trump, took the judges to the People's Court. And I like that they have Steve Bannon now is always portrayed as the Grim Reaper. So the Grim Reaper sitting behind. He's sitting in the audience, and then Vladimir Putin walks in, and they have this like elaborate handshake. All right, this weekend we got another episode of The Walking Dead. We will get into that next week and see where our army is going to grow this time, or if we're going to actually get an army. And also Sunday night, I wanted to point this out. There's a new show on HBO. I don't know if you've seen the previews for it, but it's called Big Little Lies. Now, this is an A-list cast. Are you ready?
All right.
I've got Adam Scott. I've got Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, Shailene Woodley, Alexander Skarsgård. This is a big-time cast, and it's supposed to be kind of a murder mystery involving, like, Desperate Housewives. Not literally the show Desperate Housewives, but these people playing Desperate Housewives. So to go back to our game, do you care? Do you care about Big Little Lies?
Sure. That was interesting. Good cast.
Well, it premieres Sunday night, so set your DVR. And I will get back with you next week, man. Thanks.